Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry. I wanted to start the hour with a tune that I attempted to play last week, but due to an equipment malfunction, it just never came off quite right. It's a great rendition of the King Crimson tune, I Talk to the Wind. This is Park Stickney.
Thank you. Thank you.
She was performing and participating in the Jazz Harp Weekend in New Orleans these last few days. That was Deborah Hanson Conant with a piece entitled 996 from her CD Alter Ego. And starting off that set was Park Stickney with the classic King Crimson tune, I Talk to the Wind, from his CD Action Harp Playset. Next up, the trio of harp, flutes, and Japanese kotos performing by the group Shan Li. But first, this is Harp 46.
Thank you.
a set of music by trios in that last set. We just heard from Sean Lee, who are Linda Candro on harp, Anne Lindquist on flutes, and Shio Karachi on the Japanese kotos. From their CD Tethys, we heard What Happens When You Take a Harp Outdoors on a Windy Day, a piece entitled Harmonic Wind. That was followed by a tune named Rain. And the trio of Harp 46 started that set. They are April Stace on harp, Nucleo Vega on percussion, and Posito Vega on electric bass. From their CD Passage, we heard Slain and Sequoia. Moving from trios to duos, this is Al Petaway and Amy White from their most recent disc, High in the Blue Ridge. Thank you. inspired by her visit to the island of Iona, off the coast of Scotland, that was Christina Turin, performing a piece entitled The Well of Eternal Youth, from her recording Iona Inspirations. Before that, we heard Nancy Harrell performing Irish music from long, long ago on an Egan Irish harp that dates from 1820. John Egan was Ireland's leading harp maker from 1804 to 1839. Nancy performed Soft, Mild Morning and Ancient Irish Melody. Both of those tunes were taken from her recording, The Egan Irish Harp. We also heard from multi-instrumentalists Al Petaway and Amy White from their disc High in the Blue Ridge. They performed an original tune entitled Catamount, followed by a traditional Irish session tune, Banish Misfortune. Next up, this is Jay Michaels.
Thank you.
Tunes from Sheila's first recording, Beating Harps. We heard The Pipers, followed by The Dogs. And starting that set was Jay Michaels from his most recent release, To Thine Own Harp Be True. We heard None Such, a tune from 1530. He also performed a 17th century Scottish tune, Joy to the Person of My Love. Visit the playlist section of our website at krvs.org. to get a podcast and a playlist of today's show. Harpistry was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry. If you've been listening to KRVS for years and want future generations to experience the news, music, and special public radio programming you enjoy,